Okay, how are you guys doing, my lovely community? I am back again. This is Danny Espinosa, the finesse kid, Woozy Woo. I was kind of thinking right now about something I just read. It's actually by George Monbiot. He is a not sure who he is, but he wrote an opinion. In the age of robots, school are teaching our children to be redundant. And it kind of just talked about how our schools were equipped to teach our children about just they're equipping our children to be pretty much these factory working bots of some sort, like, and that's what our kind of our school is teaching them, like, and they're to sit down, listen, be punished when not done right. And there's so many kids with all this energy and stuff, and teachers don't know what to do because they follow this this curriculum and like, and they have to stay on top of it, but it's the 21st century, and we need to just get on with life pretty much. You shouldn't be in these stuck in the past pretty much. It's horrible. We need to equip our kids better for the future. It, like, whatever they're doing in school is not working, apparently. And I think we need to all kind of really get into that, because our kids are the future. That's just what it is. They're the future, and we need to stay on top of it. And I thought it was just ridiculous when I read it, because like, it's true. The tests, exams, everything, like, they teach us how to pretty much that it's bad to cheat, but yet again, in a work environment, collaborating is something we do all the time, you know? And but yet in school, that is called cheating, and that's something they teach our kids, you know? And it's something they taught us growing up, and it's just crazy to see with our schools still stuck in the past, you know? And there's so many kids just suffering because they our teachers and stuff are not equipped for the future, and our history books, everything is just old now, and we just need to better get our schools equipped. And there are a lot of schools that are actually like, when I was living in Arizona, a lot of those schools were brand new equipped. They're teaching their kids about, like, computer engineering, had a lot of extracurricular activities to do after school, and especially over here in California too as well. But that is something we need to start teaching our kids, and it is going to be extracurricular activities they're going to have to get into, because a lot of the schools ain't teaching it on their time. So it's something they have to do afterwards. All right. Callie, woohoo, thanks, Marty. And it's just something we're gonna have to equip our kids on our own, you know. It's simple as that. And it's not hard. Most every household has electronics. I haven't walked into one who doesn't. Usually you have an iPod or iPad or just something sitting around, you know. iPod, yeah, right. Well, anyway, all that, we usually have something sitting around the house, and kids are very adapt, like, they adapt quick. Our kids are surpassing us, seriously, and it's crazy, especially with the electronics adults. Like, we got to stay on top of it, seriously. I don't know what's happening, but I thought it was crazy just to think that our schools are so far behind still, and there is teachers just quitting left and right because the fact that, come on, they know that the schools ain't picking up anything new, and they want to be able to teach with what should be taught today, you know? Like, especially like just getting the kids all together and like collaborating, social engineering, just all that stuff we should be teaching our kids right now in life. And they just ain't yet. But we need to stay on top of that, guys. It's our kids in general and the whole like what we're teaching them, especially as parents. There's a bunch of great stuff we can start teaching our kids online now. And it's just amazing. And they are going back to school, so that's something we should have stood on top of this over the summer, actually. Well, yeah, see? Yeah, they taught you how to use Snapchat, Marty. See? And that's something that they know at a very young age nowadays. Is 5, 6, even 7 years old, they all know how to do it. Most of them don't have an account yet, but they sure know how to do it, and they'll show you something, just ask. And it's so crazy what's going on right now. And just I wish they had more money to put in. And I heard that with Donald Trump and stuff, it ain't gonna get any better. I heard it might just get worse. And I just hope they're gonna go somewhere different with this, especially I just hope they like whoever Trump put in charge of academics or school or whatever, I hope they know what they're doing. Seriously, because our kids are the future, guys, and something we're gonna have to pay attention to big time. And, again, something I was talking about yesterday as well was just kind of getting our kids back out there playing games, not being inside necessarily stuck on games, because it is a big problem, kids being inside and staying on games longer than 1, 2 hours. They're on 3, 4 hours, 5 hours a day. And when it's time to go to sleep, they can't even concentrate on sleeping because they got electronics going through their mind, and we got to better utilize them electronics. And that's like using audiobooks when they're going to sleep. Hey, put on an audiobook for them, put on an audiobook, let them hear that before they go to sleep. Instead of taking it away, because we don't have to fight them every time we want them to go to sleep. So that's what I was doing. Like, I kind of asked the community last time I was on air if they could have helped me out, because I kind of didn't know what to do. Honestly, I wasn't sure what I was doing. I was like, oh my God, can you guys help me? Should I take away my kid's phone? What should I do? And someone kind of told me, like, hey, you don't need to be taking away their phones. You could use that phone better. There's ways of blocking apps you don't want them to see. And that's all stuff I didn't know, but I better, I learned all about that right after, And I looked up on it, and yeah, there's apps you could use. There's stuff you could, locks you could set on your kids' phones. Just so much stuff nowadays. They make it so, easier for you to be on top of your kids. And that's just something us as adults, because we don't know too much about electronics, and a lot of them are scared to even get on top of it. But then the kids know that. The kids are like, oh, my mom don't like electronics, and my dad don't even want to mess with them, And they know that, so they run, and they're doing it all behind your backs. And they could be, man, it's so secretive nowadays, and that's a scary part, Like, everything's so kept on the DL, and which is scary because kids don't want to talk to their parents at all nowadays, and it's hard to get through to them, let alone have social media keeping stuff even more secretive, But that's the good thing about it, is that doesn't stay too secretive. And a lot of kids, on the other hand, like to speak their mind. And so you'll find out a lot if you just stay on top of them, especially check out their pages. Check out your kids' page and guarantee that you're going to see a lot, and you're going to start noticing a lot more about them. Especially if you're not a parent that usually goes and checks up on their page. Start looking at on their page, really see what your kids are up to, because yeah, I am a young father. I'm only 30, So I am not one to be giving advice. I would love a lot of advice, but to all you younger parents out there, my daughter is 10, my son is 8, and it's a struggle. I'm still struggling, and I was telling people yesterday how hard it was going to be to raise a daughter, you know? It's 'cause honestly, I am scared of raising a daughter more than a son, because I would say it's just the problems are two different things, you know? Like, it's one thing to raise a daughter and one thing to raise a son. Two different things. They're totally different. It's crazy how different they are. But one's emotional, the other one's more of a, they're both a little emotional, but one could get more physical and one's more adapting to problems. And that would be my son. My daughter more wants to talk about her problems, and I have to get down to a level that I ain't used to, because I'm a boy. And for people who know me, know that I didn't have parents, and they would know that it's all new to me. Anything I'm gonna be teaching my kids is all stuff that I either wanted as a young kid and idolized on other adults and always seen them and was like, oh my God, I wish I had that, you know, growing up. And I kind of like brought that to my table when I grew up, you know. Wanted to show my kids all that. So, and they are, my kids are proud of me. They see a hardworking father, and I make sure they see that every day. I go to work every single day, full time. I wake up, make them breakfast. I do whatever a father has to do, and my wife goes part time to work. She works 5 hours a day, but I make sure they know dad works, and I try to make as much time as I can. And most of the time, it's 7 days a week I'm working, and I get Sunday off most of the time. That's about all I get off though. But it's fine because I would work every day if I could. I had these kids, and it is my responsibility to take care of them. Like, I've been with my wife for 11 years now, and I knew from the start that things had to change when I was 17, 18, when she first got pregnant, you know. I was like, I knew from the start things were gonna have to change. I knew I was gonna have to grow up a little faster. It was hard, I ain't gonna lie. There's ups and downs. There's so many times when I just tripped out and was wondering why she hasn't left me, you know? Just like it was a trip. Like, I just had so many things going through my head, and but she stood strong and I stood strong, and at the end of the day, that's all that matters, is when you guys could put things aside for your kids and work things out for the best. And I mean, because when you love each other, there's no obstacle you guys can't get through, you know? So I just want to let you guys know that. So with anybody, if you really love somebody, you're going to get through whatever with them. And especially if you have kids, you're going to put that little extra in. And yeah, that's I'm just scared of how, like, I heard the advice I got is love my daughter as much as a father can. And so the way I'm gonna go about it is just treat her out as, like, show people up, you know, like, kind of whine, kind of not whine and dine, how would you say, like, kind of take her out, you know. Let her know that it's fun to, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't know. See, and that's why I need help. I don't know. I want to take her out, show her how her dad's love is all she needs, you know, and she don't gotta go look anywhere else. And if she does look anywhere else, there's just gonna be standards, you know. But that's what I gotta figure out, how to show her. Like, am I gonna be the one to set the example? Because if that's it, and she's watching me and her mom and how we act, then I'm doing good. And I hope that's all. But then again, I think I have to really look at her and what she's going through and her emotions. And I think that has a big that plays a big role in a little girl's life as well. I think is like being on top of them and asking them questions. And that's just what I think. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they just look at mommy and daddy and is like, oh, that's the relationship I want. You know, I don't know how little girls think. So, that's where I thought it was going to be tricky, you know? And I just hope to God that it works out. But yeah, like I was saying, we got to do something about our school system, guys. We got to stay mostly on top of it, and I hope things change because our kids are not robots. There's a different way that millennials are doing things, and a lot of it is with electronics. And until these schools start getting with the program, and because a lot of them are outdated, a lot of these schools are outdated, and they need to get with the program. They need to get more computers. They just need to update their whole curriculum in general, because a lot of teachers are either getting fired. And my goodness, I'm just it is like I am worrying about my kids, and I thought at 30 I would never have to worry about them. I am a young father. My goodness, it's becoming such a big deal to me that it's become something big on my podcast. It's something I've been talking about a lot, and yeah, it's just kids are everything. They are our future, guys. So, with that, if there's anything anybody wants to say, feel free to call in. I would love to hear any of you guys' opinions today. I just have a hard time believing in that. Just have a hard time believing in that it gets any easier when they grow, because I don't think it does. And I think us as a community kind of need to help each other out, especially with the, because there's a lot of fathers out there who never had a proper role model and example, So I think the community should get together. And my kids are 10 and 8, actually. And my daughter is 10 and my son's 8. But I think us as a community need to help each other out a lot more, because there's fathers just scared of when their girls get pregnant and stuff, and they just leave, and it's probably because they never had a father themselves. And it was scary when I first had my kid. I could tell you I was scared. I was really scared. I never let my girl know, because she was probably scared as well, and I had to take that. And I always walked in my girl's shoes, I always put her feelings first. And so when it came to that, I never let her know I was scared, but I was really scared about having a kid at the time. And it was just it was a experience that I grew from, that's for sure. And I would never, I don't regret it. I love both of my kids to the fullest, and I'm happy. When people say, "Oh, we don't have the money to have kids," I'm gonna tell you right now, I never had the money to have my kids. We made it work, though. For my first one, I didn't have the money for that, but we made it happen. And for my second one, I didn't have the money for that either, but I made it happen. And I would say, even if I had another one, I know I ain't gonna have the money right now for sure, but I don't think God will give me more than I can't handle, you feel me? And he hasn't so far. So there's just a lot I want to do for my kids, and that's why I kind of just want to stick with two right now, because I think it'd be selfish of me to have it anymore. There's a lot of people who can afford them, and they want a big family. That's great. I wish I could have a big family, and I want a big family too. But me personally, I want to do it the right way. I kind of want to be ready for the next one. Because I think I'm at that point in life to where, yeah, I was young and I had to, very young, and which is great, because they're gonna be out of my hair when they're 18, and I'm gonna still be a young daddy. You feel me? Nice kid. Yeah, go ahead and call in, Naomi. I would love to hear what you have to say. But yeah, I think it was a great experience growing up, young father and all, but yeah, that's just what it was. It was an experience, and I made the best of it, of course. I remember getting our first car. It was amazing. and having my little girl in the back seat, you know, she was everything for me at first. You know, your first is your everything, pretty much. Your first is going to be the one you worry about the most. It's going to be the one you're scared every time she falls. You're gonna want to take her to the doctors and stuff like that. You're just gonna be worried, and that's how you're gonna learn. You're gonna learn from that first one, you know, and then you're gonna. And then, so, yeah, that's where you're gonna realize that kids are tough, you know, they're built for all that. They're built for, falling on, not on their faces and stuff, but they're built, you know, like I was so scared that I remember one time my, daughter fell out her, little bouncing thing. The one you like, you sit her, she, I guess, I don't know what happened, but her bout was on, and I always expected her to just stay back. I didn't even know she could roll anymore, you know? Daddy was working, and I came home one time, and she was rolling, but Mom was like, hey, just watch her. And Mommy always straps her, and Daddy didn't do it that time. And, yeah, she rolled over and fell, and, like, I freaked out. Like, it was less than a foot. It was probably, like, half a foot, but I freaked out to where I, like, oh, shit, I got to, like, she was crying. And Eve, my wife was even more dramatic about it. So that had me like freaking out. So I was like, let's just go to the hospital and make sure nothing happened. I want to make that skull is fragile. Like they're like, don't touch the top, you know, like they scared me. Like, especially women, they're like, don't touch the top of that head. Like that thing will cave in. So I was scared, man. Like it was scary. My wife was no help. There was something like I was so like, oh, I don't even want to touch the baby when it was like the first 15 days, you know, because how fragile it was. Like, that's why I don't like touching babies. Like, most of the time, you want to hold the baby, and like, I'm like, no, it's okay. But most of the time, it's because they're so fragile, and most guys don't want to hurt it. And like, there's that top soft part of the head, and yeah, us guys are scared of touching that part. Like, so when you ask a guy, do you want to hold their baby? And they're like, no, it's okay. Like, just know. It's probably because they're scared. Like, they don't want to hurt it. Like, and most of the times, we don't know how to hold it, too. So that head's going to be falling every which way, you know? So is it better probably not to let the guy hold the baby, or especially when it's a newborn, until it's able to hold its head up at least, okay? So just a couple pointers for you new moms. But, yeah, it was just a great time to tell you, like it was so amazing. So my first was, it's everything. Like we had the biggest parties, like we set up for everything. And that's how it is with your first. You're like, okay, like her birthday party's next year. Like let's set up. Blah, blah. You start spending, like you start saving money. You start buying stuff in advance. You're like, you're doing everything, but you got everything set, you know? And kind of when you have your second one, you're like, okay, like you're kind of chillaxed. You like you plan stuff a week ahead instead of a month ahead, 2 months ahead. You know, like stuff starts getting less serious. You stop, because then you got to realize that you can't treat one better than the other. But then then there's so much stuff that makes you feel bad once again. You know, like. You don't want to give too much attention to one, so you try to evenly distribute your attention to both of them in a way. But yeah, it's a baby, and you gotta let the other one know that it's a baby, and that's probably like they're just gonna get jealous, okay? So it's better to just if you do have kids and they're like 2 years apart, and one's a newborn and the other's a 2-year-old, I feel bad, but hey. They just talk to the little baby, know, hey, it's a baby, it's your baby, you know, like, take care of it, be nice, you know, and you'll be surprised how nice they could be to the baby. But just know if you got to bite her and she's very jealous, it's probably not a good thing to be keeping that baby next to her, you know, so, but you guys know your kids, so do your thing. I just thought it was so fun. Those first like 4 years of having those kids, my goodness. I'll tell you one thing, they grow so fast. Oh my God. Like 10 and 8 already. Like it seemed like it was yesterday when I had them. And they just have, they're growing so fast and I'm so sad. They're going back to school next week. Oh my God. Like there is a, I'm gonna have to get back in schedule for real, guys. I'm gonna have to get back on. They're gonna have to get back on their sleep schedule, and that's probably another reason why I'm on the podcast, just like so worried about school and everything and about the kids, because they are going back to school, guys. And it got me a little shit. I ain't gonna lie. I hope the best for them. My son, he's doing a lot better, so especially in math. But I have him going over math all summer. So, God, but let me tell you one thing, just cherish the time you have with them and make the best memories with your kids, for real, because that's what you're going to have when you get older. And just imagine not making memories and them being 18 and not remembering shit, you know? Like, I seen a meme one time. It was so funny. Like, it had me laughing. It was very serious, so I'm sure it's very serious to a lot of people on Xanax and stuff like that. But it was a kid asking the daddy, how was it when I was a little kid? And it's the daddy swinging around a Xanax bar, which I thought was funny as shit. But there was a lot of people who were like that, man. Like, they don't have enough cherished moments with their kids, you know, due to partying and stuff like that, which is crazy. But hey, there's just, we gotta make more better memories. We gotta start going camping, doing stuff like that, which is awesome for like, because, oh my God, I could tell you guys a story. One of my friends actually, she was very depressed and committed suicide. We went through a lot, and she was a big part of our lives, our kids' lives. And we went camping, and I'm happy we have those pictures, because like I said, like, creating memories is everything, guys. And she passed away, but my kids found out that she did whatever she did, and they asked me. And it was hard for me to tell them, guys. Like, it was hard for me to kind of explain to them what suicide was and why she felt the way she felt. And I didn't have all the words at first, but I kind of told them, you know, in a way that she didn't know what to do. She was confused. She didn't want to, she didn't like her life as she knew it, and she wanted it to end, but she went about it the wrong way. She just needed to change her lifestyle, and that's what she didn't get. She thought she had to end her life to get results, and that's what I had to tell my kids. A lot of times people are just depressed, and they don't realize all they have to do is change people around them and the things around them and the things that they're doing to get results in life, you know? But there's not a lot of people, and a lot of people get confused, and they think it's just better to end it, and it's not, people. It's never better to end it, because you hurt everybody in the process, you know? It's horrible. It's just a horrible situation. To all you people depressed out there, I feel very sorry for you. Like, because I've been through it too, and it's a hard thing to go through. And I hope that everybody gets better. And that's why I tell everybody I love you guys. Like, it's horrible to be living in a negative environment. Like, negativity is poison for us. Like, we just got to stay positive no matter what, people. Like, positivity is everything. Like, wake up in the morning and thank whoever you thank for the day. You know, God, I thank my God for this day every day. And I'm like, thank you, Lord, like, for giving me this day. Like, it's beautiful. Like, and I just try to have the most positive day possible, you know? And it makes a difference, guys. I'm telling you. Like, if you start off on a negative level and you're listening to negative people, and that's just the way, it's going to eat up your day, guys. It's going to eat your day away. And so try to be positive, even if you have negativity around you. Get away from it. Just be, hey, I don't want to be negative today. Like, try to stay on the most positive level you can, guys. And I can't stress it enough, guys, because it's killing a lot of us. A lot of us are just mad people, and there's too many mad, angry people out there. And we just got to talk about it. Like, we have to let them know. Like, it is going to hurt you more than it's going to do you any justice, you know? Having to be mad all day, angry at people, like, that doesn't even help. Like, come on. Like, who is it helping? All it's doing is depressing the person that's stuck in that vicious cycle of being sad or whatever, the depression. And it's just sad, guys. And yeah, we just got to better stay on top of that as well. Like, I have too many of my friends just struggling with I have a lot of friends who are struggling with depression right now, and they're like, due to drugs, they're getting off of drugs. I'm there for them 100%. A lot of them don't even want to talk to me anymore. A lot of them have been pushing me away lately. They haven't been answering my phone calls, but as a good friend, you have to just stay on top of them, guys. Like, a lot of them ain't gonna want to talk to you. A lot of them are gonna be redundant or even reluctant to even want to pick up your phone calls. They're not gonna even want to talk to you, especially when they're coming off of drugs, guys. But I suggest you just let them know that you're there for them as much as you can be there for them. Don't help them. Don't Money's not one thing you want to give anybody on drugs who are getting off, you know. So never be the enabler, guys. But I suggest you just be there for them. Let them know you love them and that you're there for them every second of their time, you know, getting off of whatever they're getting off of. But yeah, guys, I just wanna let you guys know how our kids are so important, and everything we tell them, whether it's about depression, whether it's about anything, guys, you gotta pick our battles, what we talk about and how we tell our kids, because it's very important what they're listening, because their ears are open, guys, and the stuff they're filling their ears with is poison. So we got to more be on top of them, see what they're listening, talking about, explain to them, give them facts, because there's too many non-facts out there on this computer, and the kids are eating it up, you know? And they shouldn't be. It's horrible. Yeah, but it kind of speak to them facts, kind of ask them how their day's going. You'll get a lot out of them, that's for sure. Figure out what they did that day, how they're doing, and really listen to them. Really listen to what they have to say. Don't just be, oh, okay. Kind of figure out what they did today. Find out what they've been watching, doing stuff like that, because then you get a better sense of what they're thinking about. And like my daughter, I just want to know the stuff she's actually thinking, and because she has a million questions and she's asking me them all. So I try to answer all of them in the best way I can, you know? But a lot of it's nonsense, and I know she's picking it up off the computer, so I get upset. I'm like, God, they just need to stay off the computer. Like, I tell their mom as well. Like, I and she's on top of it too. Like, she knows that a lot of it comes from that computer, so we try to just be on top of it as much as we can, you know? And so yeah, but we let them know. We try to set them up for not failure. So we try to give them like good things to watch, pretty much. So we're gonna tell them, hey, watch this. Like, this is a very like awesome documentary, especially if they're interested in, like, my son's really interested in like sharks and dinosaurs for some reason. He's 8 years old. But I think it's so cool that he's into that stuff. Hi, Naomi. Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah, but I think it's so cool that he's into that kind of stuff, you know? I thought it was awesome that he could that me and him are kind of, I was into that stuff when I was little, so something me and him really get into, and I know it's just a phase. I'm not sure if he's gonna run with it, and which I think is really cool, because the phase, there's a lot of things, like you could go into a hobby store and find a lot of dinosaur stuff, and especially shark stuff, you know. Especially like Hobby Lobby, like stuff like that. You go in there, like, you'll find stuff, like, for sure, with sharks. And so I'm happy he loves that stuff right now. Like, but then there's that kind of stuff, like, I just don't want him really, like, I don't mind it, but then, like Freddy Fazbear and stuff, guys. Like, it's cool. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I like it, but not for an 8-year-old, you know, guys? Like, it's disturbing for an 8-year-old, let alone, like, I see a lot of 8-year-olds, but then it's more of a kid thing, you know? And they advertise a lot to the kids. So I'm just hoping that, because my son does love that, he loves that Freddy, whatever it's called, and they really like it. So I'm hoping that they actually, the people who are actually on top of that show or whatever it is, that they're actually doing great by the kids, you know, because their audience is the kids, and I'll let you know that there you have a very big audience with the kids. And yeah, I don't mind it as long as, like, cause I see it in Walmart, I see it in Target, I see it everywhere now. It's like, it's a big thing. So kids do like it, but I just hope they're that all it is scary faces and masks like that. You know, that's what I really hope it is. I hope it ain't anything worse than kids getting scared, you know, cause kids could get over that. And that's one thing that kids are getting broken from at 8 years old, is being scared of the dark and stuff like that, especially with games like that. It's learning, teaching kids that stuff like that's fake, you know. Again, it is, like, so that's a good thing. But then again, like, just I just want to be more on top of what my kids personally are watching, because like I told you guys the other day, my daughter asked what a virgin was. And which was a crazy subject. Like, I didn't know how to tell a 10-year-old what the hell a virgin was. Like, I didn't talk to her. Like, her mama ended up talking to her. But even then, I that was something her mom talked to her about yesterday, and I forgot to ask her about. So I will get back to you guys and let you guys know what her mom and her actually discussed. And I hope she, for the best. I trust her mom. I know for sure her mom told her what was best, you know. But it scares me that 10-year-olds are, like, 10-year-old little girls are talking about stuff like that. And she told me her friend has a boyfriend already. Like, seriously? Like, that is insane. Like, 10-year-olds with boyfriends? Like, they don't, like, oh my God. That's why I'm so on top of my daughter. You feel me? Like, she don't want a boyfriend. Like, I hope to God she don't want a boyfriend, you know? Like, but she hasn't told me anything like that yet. And she hasn't told her mom anything like that yet. And I hope to God that she's able to present us with something like that when time does come down, you know. I hope she's able to share with us, like, because it's very scary. Like, I don't want her not to share with us. Like, I hope she's able to, because I ain't never yelled at her for anything that she ever told me. So she does talk to me a lot, like, and I love that about her, you know. She asks me a lot of questions, but, and I will never yell at her for anything. She knows that, and her mom's the same way. Her mom will give her better advice. I might give her shitty advice, and that's probably why her mom doesn't like me talking to her all the time, because it's like horrible advice, Danny. But hey, I'm her father, so any advice I give her is good. I'm always looking out for her best interests, you know. It may not be the best advice, but it's damn good advice, you know. But with the virgin thing, I didn't know what to freaking tell her about virgins. Like, she's supposed to be baby girl, you know. Like, she ain't even supposed to know. Like, like, I hope she ain't supposed to know about stuff like that. Like, what do you guys know? Seriously, are little girls at 10 years old really, like, are they really doing stuff? Like, are they really talking about boys and having boyfriends, guys? Come on, please. Like, speak to us, guys. Let me know what you guys think. Because I think it's crazy. They shouldn't be. And my son, so far, he's still into comic books and stuff like that, so I'm hoping he stays on that page. But my goodness, yeah, they do see stuff. I ain't gonna lie, they see stuff all the time. But I'm just hoping that seeing things and engaging in things are two far separate things, you know. I'm just hoping that they know smarter than to even try them things, you know. And I think us as parents, that's why we got to question our kids and constantly be on top of them, asking, like, dinner and being at the dinner table, sitting around the dinner table and having that discussion every day is a real big thing, you know. Like, even just once a day, make it a breakfast thing if you don't have time at dinner, or make it a lunch thing, but once a day, sit around the table and actually talk about the stuff that's going on throughout the day. And even if you guys ain't at the table, sit down, watch a show, you know, but make some time out of the day to actually see what your kids are talking about, you know. I know they're curious, and it's scary because there's so much stuff out there to be curious about, you know. And but that's why we got to constantly keep them occupied and constantly keep an eye on them. Just kidding. Yeah, but the best we can to our abilities, you know. And it's just crazy. I just want to my daughter, I just want to stay on top of that. Like, my wife brought her a training bra. She was all psyched about that, you know? Like, she was all happy she got a bra, first bra, yeah? Like, I couldn't. She didn't ask me about it, and I don't know how my wife knew about it. She probably told my wife, I'm sure. But God, she got a bra already, guys. What the fuck? Like, she has a bra, guys. I don't know what to talk about. Like, it is. There better not be guys that even like her, man. The first time she brings a guy over, I'm. Guys, give me some pointers. What you dope? You know, I'm gonna scare the shit out of him. That's for sure. My goodness, what'd you guys do? What'd you guys do when your daughter first brought a boy over? Were you guys like suspicious, or were you guys kind of like, oh, it's fine. Like, let's see how this plays out. You know, or were you guys like on top of that? Hey, get that dirty little motherfucker out of my house. I mean, I'm sorry, excuse my language, but get that kid out of my house. You know, like, what do you guys? How do you guys approach that? Please. Like, because it's a scary one, guys. Like, because they're sooner or later, if you guys have that da those daughters, they're gonna have friends that are boys, and you know those boys are gonna come over. And even if it is just friendly, I don't know that, and I don't know what these little pervs are thinking at 10 years old. And I shouldn't call them pervs, that was fine, you know, but I don't know what these little guys are thinking at 10 years old, you know. I forgot what I was thinking at 10 years old, guys. My God. Like, it's a scary situation. It's a scary topic, guys. But some of y'all gotta stay on top of even. But crazy. Like, I just hope that we as fathers and mothers could just love our kids to the fullest and just stay on top of them, guys. Because at the end of the day, that's all it comes down to is how they are loved and how they are perceived and what they've seen. And how they grew up. You know, it's just try to do the best for them, you guys. Please. Like, that's all they could tell. Like, everybody, you know, and try to have a positive day. Positivity is number one, guys. Toss the negativity out. And then I'm telling you, everything will come together. I'm telling you, like, there's just so much peace that comes with the positivity, guys. All right? Like, it just opens up a whole another door. Like, once you get away from the depression and negativity, guys, like, your world's just gonna open. You gotta love yourself before you can love anybody, guys. That's number one. And so just try to figure out how to. And I'm gonna tell you, getting that positivity and straight in your life is very valuable, guys. So that's one thing I wanna just get into my positivity. I don't even wanna get into it, guys, but you guys know that positivity is a big thing. And people who know me know I'm all about staying on that positive level, guys. But it's healthy. I found out it's one of the healthiest things I could possibly be on when it came to anything. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I still dabble with a little smoke every once in a while. But it's a far leap from my crazy teenage years, that's for sure. Like, I have cut back a lot, guys, and I'm just happy I'm like growing, you know, and I feel like 30 is a whole new start for me, guys. And I just wanna like I want 30 to be the year of change, you know, because I am 30 and I just turned 30 on July 21st, guys. So I'm a new 30-year-old, but honestly, I feel a little different. You guys, like, I feel like 30 is gonna be different for me. Like, seriously, like, I like the fact that I have a goal in, not just goals, guys, but I feel more secure, guys. I feel like me and my wife ain't fighting anymore. We know what we want. We're moving forward to getting our house. No more bullshit, guys. That shit's out the door. But the positivity, guys, helps out. And I'm just 30 feels so refreshing. I just feel like I know what I want, you know? Like, I don't know how to put it, but I feel like I know what I want. It's different than the 20s. I feel more like I have this life in control, guys. It feels good. But yeah, we just gotta do the best with our kids. And I just want to tell you guys, I'm gonna leave off with this, but I want to tell you guys, have a blessed day and just stay positive. I'm telling you guys, start off on a positive day every day. Wake up and just be positive. Don't think mad thoughts at all. And if you have any mad thoughts, leave them at your bedroom door. Don't take that stuff out. And I'm telling you guys will only be blessing yourself by leaving negativity in the dust, guys. All right, so have a blessed day, guys, and I hope you guys tune in next time. I will be, I'm mostly on around anywhere from 10 to 1 p.m. So I will try to schedule an episode, guys, but yeah, try to tune in, guys. I love you guys, and have a great day. Bye.